Jun Pan, our pianist, and Simone Maurer is the violinist. And they're here with the third person in the room, actually, who is Beethoven. And he will be the composer of choice today. But there's a reason Beethoven is your choice for this performance in our live performance at the WRTI Performance Studio, and it's because of his anniversary.
Beethoven's birth year, 250th birth year, will be in 2 years, 2020. So in my county, rural Schuylkill County, we have a concert, regular concert series there with chamber music and such, but I thought it would be important to kind of make an extra effort to bring this event to the people and to people's attention. So I mounted an effort to bring the entire cycle of the violin and piano sonatas to Schuylkill County. And we had our first concert this past Sunday. And it was actually a bigger success than we could have ever imagined. We had standing ovation. People were just elated. Beethoven's music tends to do that, but sometimes in the rural area, we are not quite sure how people react to an old Beethoven concert, but it went over really well, and they can't wait for the second one.
So. Wonderful. And you're doing the same thing with the piano sonatas, correct, Jun?
Well, I am. I am going to play the entire 32 piano sonatas from next year through the next season. But also, Simon and I will bring the entire 10 piano violin sonatas to the Weir Center again in 2 years. The Weir Center in Lancaster.
So that's an ambitious program, indeed. So what are you going to play for us today?
We're going to start with the first movement of the Beethoven Spring Sonata, which the official name is Sonata in F, Opus 24.
But who's counting? How did it get the name Spring? We were talking about that before. Beethoven didn't name it.
No, Simon?
Well, it has this very fresh quality. Like the energy of spring is very much sort of incarnated in this piece of music, and it's a joy. It makes you happy to hear it. It makes you hear birds. It makes you hear the sunshine of spring, and finally the winter is gone. So it has that quality. Unfortunately, it's fall now, but you can think ahead. And
well, here are Jun Pan and Simon Maurer to play Beethoven.
Thank you.
From his Spring Sonata, the Opus 24, the Sonata in F Major, performed live in our WRTI performance studio by Jun Pan and Simone Maurer. Well, that was quite a warm-up. You have another piece by Beethoven, but let me ask you first about the Clavino Trio. You have clarinetist Doris Hall Giulati that you perform with. So it's not just you two. It's the three of you from time to time.
Yeah. Right. We actually played together for the past 10 years, and we actually traveled many places. 2 years ago, we actually got our second Fulbright to travel seven cities in China, arranged by the American Embassy in Beijing for us. We're not only playing in the big venues in like Beijing, the egg, everyone noticed, but we also go to schools, we also go to hospitals to really play for people there. We get really together with the students, work with them, on top of we're playing the concerts. But today, just two of us.
And Beethoven.
And Beethoven.
So, and what are you going to play for us next?
We're going to do the, just timing consuming, we're thinking we're going to play the scherzo movement of the Spring Sonata.
Oh, good.
It's very short, but very delight. We were talking about the nicknames of Beethoven.
Right.
This is called Spring Sonata. Actually, he has many sonatas with nicknames. For example, like piano sonatas, like Moonlight. These nicknames actually were not given by Beethoven himself. Most of them were given by the editors at the time. Because if you listen to the last movement of Moonlight, there's nothing related with Moonlight. But the first movement actually sounds really like a good moonlight night. So that's how, like the Spring Sonata. It's just basically people get that feeling of it. But Beethoven was actually never given the name.
Also a little note about the scherzo. So this is the first sonata. This is the fifth in his series of 10. This is the first sonata with a fourth movement in it. And Beethoven was also famous for taking that minuet, the inner movement in string quartets and chamber music, and making it more of a joke. He came up sort of with that idea that a minuet shouldn't just be a dance, it could be a joke. And this is really a joke because it lasts, I think, just about a minute. It's about a minute long. The entire movement with the ABA form is about a minute long. So this is a really, people always snicker when we get done with this one. It's a really good joke.
Okay. Well, thanks. And let's have the joke. Music by that well-known comedian Beethoven from the Spring Sonata. He was known for his sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear, Schuppanzig is a rogue? He wrote that little song for his friend Schuppanzig. Yeah.
Right.
Well, let's get a little more serious because this is the Opus 30, number 3, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what can you tell us about this piece?
Well, not that serious. This is the last movement of the Opus 30 number 3, and it is it's sort of like a village fair. It's all up. It's all positive. It's all. It's not that serious. Now, unfortunately, we couldn't plan any of his slow movements because they are so lengthy.
Right.
We couldn't fit them in the time slot, and I'm a little bit sad about that because his slow movements are, they just transport you into a different space and time. He has this way of bringing slowness into very soulfulness. So if you want to hear it, I guess you'll have to come to our concert.
Well, we're looking forward to this. Another little joke by Beethoven. Schön, Simon, take it away.
Thank you.
Beethoven on WRTI 90.1, performed live in our studio by Simone Maurer and Jun Pan. And did you have more that you wanted to play?
We can actually play the slow movement if you want to.
Because
there's
we have
time? There's enough time? I
think so.
We have another 3 or 4 hours. No.
I think we do.
Let's try that slow movement.
So all right.
It's a more expansive movement than, and I shouldn't talk because we should just
okay.
play.
All right. Thank you. conclude our live broadcast on a more contemplative note with the slow movement from the Opus 30, number 3 of Beethoven, performed live in our studio by Jun Pan and Simone Maurer. Thank you, gentlemen, for being our guests today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.